Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Oh, it made my throat go weird there. Don't let friends feed kibble. Okay. Well, we know how we feel about that. Hey, I do want to talk to you today just about the raw feeding cheat sheet. What are some of the issues that we see on the raw diet? And why do we see those? And what are the solutions? Okay, because that's the main call I get, right? And we always have to dig down and find out what's going on. My health team is fabulous. You can work with Dr. Judy Jasek, Dr. Todd Cooney. You can work with Rita Hogan. You can work with Neely Piazza. These are all fabulous people. Been feeding raw for a long time. They understand the digestive issues. We love the Adored Beast team and the Dogs Naturally team. And between all of us, we can figure out what's going on. There's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on out there in the marketplace for sure. We sure do hear a lot of crazy stuff. Okay. The one I just heard was that if you feed your dog raw, they're going to go septic. They're going to get sepsis. Okay. No, I don't think that's true. But we'll deal with that in a couple of weeks. All right. So let's talk about feeding raw. Why the heck do you feed raw anyway? I'll tell you why you feed raw is to keep the toxins, keep the synthetics, keep the preservatives, and to keep the integrity of the animal intact. This is the way that they were born to eat. These are just wolf dogs. They're just wolf dogs. And, you know, if you can prove otherwise, well, go right ahead. But I don't think you can. Look at their teeth. Look at their digestive tract. They're just little wolves. We may have domesticated them, but that doesn't mean we have turned them into kibble eaters. No. All right. I've got such a great learning center. I hope you guys take advantage of it. Because we put out a ton of information. We put out a ton of free information. And we answer our phones or our customer service gets back to you. And so we've got so much information. I think you should take advantage of it. Be a raw feeding guru. All right. The question is, how to start a species appropriate diet? Just start, dump the kibble and go. Now there are various opinions about how to transition a dog. I personally think if you just fast your dog for about 12 hours, you should be able to go. I don't know why you would eat steak and donuts at the same time. It seems really strange to me, but that's what feeding a mixed kibble and raw diet does. Now, there's a lot of people that promote it because they're like, well, I want to sell at least half raw if I can't sell all raw. Okay. But we're in the health business and we are looking at what's the best thing for the dog. So you could do whatever you want. This is my show. You're going to get my opinion most of the time. All right. So go cold turkey, dump the kibble. Which blends should you start with? Well, Dr. Judy Jasek and I, we're always going to say, get one of the 80-10-10s with tripe, which is typically Wolfram Plus. It has tripe in it for great digestive enzymes. Also a little stinky. So when your dog's coming off a kibble, there's no flavor enhancers in a raw diet. There's no flavor enhancer, so let's put some stinky tripe in there. That's a flavor enhancer, a natural flavor enhancer. Now, you as a pet parent may not like that. You may say, it smells like poop, smells like a barnyard. Yeah, well, this is about your dog's health. So we typically say Wolfram Plus and then a PMR, turkey PMR, duck PMR. You've already got beef in the Wolfram Plus. Maybe you want to go pork. Typically, we go turkey because not very many dogs react to turkey. They're not, they don't culture vaccines with turkey. There's just not a reason to react to turkey. It has a little higher bone. Poops are going to be good. All right. So if you want to start somewhere with Wolfram Plus and Turkey PMR. You guys, I can't say this enough. Variety, variety, variety. And I know you find a blend that your dog likes and boom, you stick with it. That's not going to be good long term. We got to get some rotational proteins in there. Okay. Try not to stay more than a week on one protein before you move to another. Your dog will be happier and healthier. All right. So how much to feed? You guys, how much to feed? We got a feeding chart. I had someone call me the other day and they were like mad because my feeding chart caused their dog to get fat. A feeding chart is a starting point, but I don't think you wake up one day and just go, man, my dog is fat. How'd it get like that? It's a process. It's a daily thing. You guys, come on, use your eyeballs. A feeding chart is a starting point. If your dog's getting too fat, you can cut back a couple of ounces per meal. But don't cut the food in half. This dog was eating 48 ounces a day, and then they were going to cut it back to 24. And I was like, what? No. Or what you can do is look at what blends are you feeding. I will say the PMRs are going to be higher in fat. Go down to an 80-10-10. Don't be afraid to move around. If we say PMR, don't be afraid to go, well, no, I'm going to do an 80-10-10. I mean, you guys do it all the time when we say, hey, don't over-vaccinate. You're like, yeah, I'm going to do that anyway. So just go ahead and move around the spectrum. Look at the fat content, but it's up to you, not the feeding charts. These are starting points. If your dog's getting fat, that's on you. You need to be watching your dog. Watch that their figure eight stays a figure eight. Don't overfeed them because they're looking at you with those sad little puppy dog eyes. Okay? Feeding chart starting point. The difference between the PMR blends, like I was saying, is the PMR blend's going to have a little higher bone, a little higher fat. We did that so that the people that were scared to feed bones to the puppies would feed a little extra bone in the PMRs. Your HVMs, those are the healthy variety mix that have 7% fruits and veggies. People ask me, do you believe in fruits and veggies? Well, they're antioxidants, but do I believe that, or let me say it like this. Do I want my dog to eat 30% fruits and veggies when it's a carnivore? I do not. But if you're going to give them that many fruits and veggies, just put it on top of the regular protein. All right. And then your 80-10-10, 10% bone, 10% organ. Typically, we do have a couple of blends like the Shepherd blend, high fat working dogs, cancer dogs. And when I say high fat, I'm talking about 20% fat. Now, what gives when you have that much fat? Protein. And what gives if you don't give your dog proteins? Well, the building blocks, the amino acids. All right? You can't stay on high fat. Won't work. When to rotate. I just said it. You want to rotate at least once a week. I know people buy these bulk cases and they feed their dog the same thing for a month. Well, if that works, okay. But the next month you need to switch. But don't call me if your dog's vomiting, because a lot of times they're going to vomit because they get enough of whatever is in that blend. They need something different. Okay. Can you mix kibble and raw? I'm just going down my raw feeding cheat sheet here. No, no, no. And it tells you why. But people do it anyway. When to feed boneless? Well, you feed boneless if you are doing raw meaty bones. If you're adding in bones, chicken feet, chicken neck, duck necks, turkey necks, turkey wings, that sort of thing, and they're consuming the bone. If not, maybe you can do better bones. Some people swear their dogs won't eat bones. But I want to tell you this. Eggshells are not the same thing as bone. It does not have the same composition. Real bone is calcium phosphorus balanced. It has vitamins and minerals in it, and it has a lot of reasons to be eaten. That's why they eat it in the wild. It helps the muscles constrict. There's so many things that it does. So don't be fooled that you can do a boneless blend and have a healthy dog. All right? You want to add some extra things throughout the week? I think it's fabulous. What kind of things? Well, you can add extra organs. You can add duck heads. You can add some bison testicles. You just really can have fun with it, guys. You can add in some extra stuff. Again, that goes for variety, variety, variety. People ask me all the time, how much tripe can you add into other blends? I would say anywhere from 10 to 30%. All right, so let's take some numbers. If you're feeding 10 ounces a meal, then you're going to do, if it's 10%, put 1 ounce of tripe, 9 ounces of the other blend. If you're going to do 20%, right, 2. And you just do it like that. The question is really bow tolerance. How much tripe can your dog eat? Has a lot of digestive enzymes in it without having loose stools. Once you get there, back up. Okay? Back up. Don't put as much in. Why do our blends say for supplemental feeding only? Why do any raw blends say that? Well, basically, it means that we don't and we won't add all the premixes, synthetic vitamins and minerals, flavorings, that are regulated by the AAFCO for kibble dog food. So if a dog food is dead, then you got to add something back into it, or, you know, you would have these seriously malnutritioned dogs and you would never sell any food. So that's why we have to say for supplemental feeding only, because we won't adhere to the AAFCO standards. Now, some raw dog food companies will. They feel like it helps their sales, I guess. Bad batches. Extremely rare to never. Let me just say that. And what is a bad batch, guys? What's a bad batch? And I guarantee that what you're thinking is a bad batch is bacteria. All right. Well, what kind of bacteria? You probably think Salmonella or E. coli. Okay. How much? These are scare tactics that are out there in the marketplace, and we just don't see it. Bad batches. If there was a bad batch, you'd have a ton of people calling. My dog's sick, my dog's sick, my dog's sick, my dog's sick. It wouldn't take many that we'd be looking around, but the 9.5 times out of 10, it is totally something else. And by the time I've spent 30 minutes asking the question, is there anything else going into the dog's body? Nope, raw. Well, wait a minute. Okay, I've got this flea and tick. I've got this heartworm. I've got this anti-nausea medicine. I've got that. Okay. Can we just get that question out of the way in the beginning? What would make a dog nauseous? Would it be pharmaceuticals or would it be real food? I'll leave that up to you to decide. Here are some of the raw feeding issues and solutions, okay? If a pet refuses food, maybe you want to warm it up, okay? Maybe you want to warm it up. Warm it up on the stove, not the microwave. Add in some green tripe. Stop mixing in any sugar additives like kibble into the blend. And a trick that we've always talked about is feed in a different bowl at a different time, in a different place in the house. This will snap them out of it. If they think that their food needs to be a certain thing, or they've had some issues around food, maybe they were in a car and they got car sick and they threw up, they may not want that blend anymore. But you need to try a couple of these other things. What if your pet vomits? Make sure there's no processed foods. Make sure there are no processed treats. Take all supplements out of the diet at least for a week, unless it's Gutsu that will help your dog if they are vomiting. And then you want to take a look at, if you're a new feeder, they may just be doing that because of the digestive enzymes need to kick in. Okay, give it 5 days. All right, so that's one thing. The other thing is, how long have you been feeding one blend? And also pharmaceuticals. Again, pharmaceuticals, all right? You've heard this podcast enough to know that there's an accumulation effect when things get pumped into the body, either through the veins or through the mouth. So we want to try to stand back and take a look at everything that's going on. Let's see. Oh, the other thing I have on here is, does your pet eat too fast? Maybe you want to feed in a slow feeder bowl. I personally don't think that makes a difference, especially in raw. But I don't think any dog eats faster than my Lassie. I don't. The dog is, I could, it's like tying a, it's like boom. We need to have one of those type rodeos where the, it's like, how fast can your dog eat without throwing up? Right? I got it down to 2 seconds. Okay, runny stools. What should you do if you have runny stools? Again, let's just know that you got to look at everything, right? Pharmaceuticals, supplements, and probiotics. Even probiotics can cause runny stools. Too much tripe can cause runny stools. The other thing is, make sure that you're feeding a blend with bone in it. Boneless blends are going to cause loose stools. So make sure that you've got some bone in there. Have you added more organs to the blends? Organs can cause loose stools. But it again, don't worry about giving another 10% organ. Typically, you're going to be fine in that arena, 10, even 20%. But I just want you to stay cognizant of that. Some people do like an all organ day. If you're feeding too many organs, can cause loose stools. Dairy can cause loose stools. Too much fiber can cause loose stools. Okay. If stools don't improve and you're doing the right amount of bone and you're doing everything else right, then I would say you want to contact your vet or contact Dr. Jasek. Okay. See what's going on. Maybe they have Giardia, but I think you would know if they had Giardia because there would be other factors involved, right? It's super stinky. You would know that if they're ill or something else is happening. Hard stools. What do we do if we have hard stools? Well, the best thing to do is add tripe. You can add a little more organ if you're feeding the PMRs and the stools are a little too hard. Then cut it with the 80-10-10s. Do a little less PMR, a little more 80-10-10. Remember, stools need to be a certain amount of hardness so that they can express those anal glands. Stools will dry white. That doesn't mean there's too much calcium in the food, in the blend. You really got to be trying to do that. There's no preservatives, there's no stuff in there. Healthy dogs, guys, healthy guts. These dogs are meant to eat a species-appropriate diet. They're meant to eat a lot of different things. You've heard me talk about Dr. Ian Billinghurst, who says, with these puppies, get them variety fast. Do not cater. Do not train them to know that if I don't eat that, then my parent is going to give me something that is starchy and sugary. Are they going to cook for me? Or scramble eggs with butter and cheese and all that jazz. Healthy dogs eat. Now, I'm not going to say that there's not going to be certain dogs that are going to have a preference, but just because one blend, your dog didn't like it at some point in time, he might like it again. Also, again, remember, the biggest issue with food is this, is that dogs eat every day. And if they've got some sort of illness going on that has nothing to do with the food, they're going to eat. And if it gives them, and then if they have diarrhea or they vomit, then the food gets blamed. Is it really the food? There's so many things that are going on in pet homes, from toppers to things that people are buying off Chewy.com or rawhides or these different types of chews that have additives and flavorings in them. There's all types of things that somehow is not getting associated. Okay. Again, I think that you want to check, what your belief system is about raw food. Why is it that you think that dogs can eat poop and eat dead animals, but they can't eat raw food? And the only answer really is that most people believe that Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria are lurking in those foods. Honestly, this raw food gets checked out all the time, as you know. FDA likes to be up our sphincters. All right, everybody. If you have any questions, you can send those in and we will get those answered for you. If you have some medical issues going on with your dog, I would advise you to get over to see Dr. Judy Jasek, J-A-S-E-K. You can Zoom with her, go over, be a part of her private membership association. You can work with Neely Piazza on tweaking your diet, on your dog's diet. She will help you put together a new diet if you're going to move away from kibble or you're going to move away from commercial raw. She can certainly help you do that. Dr. Todd Cooney, amazing in helping you understand what shots your puppy really needs and how to keep them helpful. And then we here at Raw Dog Food & Co., we can set you up. We can ship the raw anywhere UPS delivers. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. Go to rawdogfoodandco.com where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snaps.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com where friends don't let friends feed kibble and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.